Bava Kama chapter 10, Mishnah 10, Mochin Shakobes Moitzi, strands of wool that the washer, right, when they're processing the wool, so he's washing the wool, so any strands of wool that come out, any of the threads, Hara Elu Shelo, he can keep them, doesn't have to return them to the owner of the wool that he's processing the wool for, and the reason being, since there's not much that will come out in this process, so the owner's not particular about them, and so the washer can keep those strands of wool. But v'shasoreg moitzi, but the koma, whatever he takes out, hara elu shel bala bayis. So that has to go back to the owner of the wool. And the reason being that a large number, a lot of lakhe would normally come out as he's combing it. So the owner of the wool is particular about that, and therefore it has to be returned to him. Hakobes noitel shloisha chutin v'hein shelay. The washer takes three threads, and they belonged to him. And what this is talking about was there was a custom then to weave three threads into the garment. They were a different color into the edge of the garment. And then the washer would take it, and he would like take out these three threads, like to kind of finish off the garment, and then straighten it and improve the garment. So those three threads belonged to him. The owner of the garment wasn't particular about those three threads, so he could keep them. But Yosem Mikan, more than that, Hara Elu Shel Balabas, that had to go back to the owner of the garment. Imaya Shachor Al Gaba Lavan, but if it was black threads, these end threads were black, woven onto a white garment, Noitel Esakol Vahen Shelo, then he could take everything, because we say since those threads are kind of, they're ugly, they make the garment look ugly, so we say the householder, the owner of the garment is not particular about that. If a tailor has left over from thread which he was given, has left over a piece which is long enough to sew, and the Gemara says twice the length of a needle, umatlis shi shloisha al shloisha, or he's got a fabric which is a patch of fabric which is 3x3, hara elu shel balabais, that also has to go back to the owner of the house. That's considered enough that the owner of the garment would be concerned about it. And masha charesha, carpenter moitzi b'matzad, whatever he takes off when he's working with the wood with a plane, the thin chips that he takes off, hara elu sheloi, that he can keep. Ubakashel, but whatever he takes off with a hatchet, which are obviously thick, bigger pieces, shel balabas, that has to go to the owner of the wood. The imhay oisa etzel balabas, and if he was working in the domain of the owner of the wood, right, his house, then af hanasoris shel balabas, then even the sawdust belongs to the owner of the house, and the carpenter in that scenario can't keep anything. Hadran alecha meseches bavakama.